This poem is called The Joy and Agony of Improvisation. There, the moon, just appearing over dark pine, heavy and round, the color of old parchment, and indeed it seems archaic. What does it mean in our histories, yours and mine, except a myth no longer altogether necessary, a theorem proven in another millennium? This is a peculiar night, uncomfortable. Well, it is like most moments of the present. It doesn't fit us. The low night wind, shifting, directionless, moves the pine boughs as if, so you say, we were in the midst of voices in some obscure contention. Of course we are, but not obscure, only fruitless, stupid, and very dangerous. Come, let's go in the tent and sleep. Later, we waken, knowing the night has changed. It's a high wind now. Strange how the voices have turned to song. Hear it rising, rising, then breaking, then rising again and breaking again. Oh, something is unutterable. The song cannot reach it. Yet we know it, know what we cannot hear. Out on the night's great circle, the circle of consciousness with its far rim always hidden, there where suffering and joy meet and combine the inexpressible. How the song is striving and how beautifully failing, the measure of beauty beyond plenitude, never but always enough. Come outside again, under tossing pines and the racing clouds. This is more than we could ever have meant in our kiss. It is the gathering of our love into all love, into that suffering and joy. And see, up there in the sky, uncovered now as the clouds stream away, the moon, so new, so clean and high and bright and true.